Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fozcast. We have got such a good show for you today because we have got the boys in from Talk Sport Drive, Andy Goldstein and Darren Bent. We all know it's the best show on radio. And we are giving you today a top 10 British sportsmen of all time. And guaranteed you're going to disagree with us and guaranteed you're going to get angry. But please don't. We're here for a nice time. Enjoy the show. Tom, give us a ground rules.
Okay, right, ground rules as usual. So these guys have got to be winners. They've got to have won things. But that's not the only caveat, so to speak. So we've got, they must be winners. They must have made a serious impact. They must be loved by the nation, perhaps. Ooh. And longevity as well. Have they done it? We don't want to like flash in the pan. So we're going to get straight into it. We'll have a little list of in, out, honourable mentions, maybes. Okay, so I'm going to throw one in the mix now.
This is going to be spicy today, by the way.
Can I just say that you didn't tell me any of this? You just texted me going top 10.
Yeah, but you know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's amazing. Why didn't you tell me the rules before?
This is the problem when Ben gets involved.
Well, you know what you're doing, all right? You know what you're doing, and you've got a little list, so don't lie to me either, all right?
I have, but...
But most of them will tick
those. Will communicate.
Yeah, and most of them, I'm sure, will tick the boxes.
All right.
Okay, right, so we're going to throw one in there. We're not going to do the top 10 straight away, so we're going to get a short list.
Okay, love that.
And then we'll get
and then we'll narrow
top
it down.
10, and then we'll put them in order.
Okay.
Nice. Like that. Okay.
It sounds like it's going to take about 9 hours.
No, it won't. Yeah, it will be an hour, I promise you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go for one of Andy's friends, and I think we're going to be all agreed on this one.
I know who this is.
Go on, Ben.
He talks about him all the time. I went to school with him. I used to pick him up all the time. It's Ronnie O'Sullivan, isn't it?
It's Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Ronnie O'Sullivan's in the top 10, isn't he?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the most naturally gifted sports people, not just British, of all time.
I agree.
Because to do what he does right and left-handed is just nuts.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods couldn't be as good if he just put the golf club in the other hand, right?
No chance.
You wouldn't get any... Djokovic, play left-handed wouldn't happen. But Ronnie could be a top 8 player, maybe even a top 4 player, left-handed.
Just left-handed.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah. I think he is, again, there's people who are naturally gifted sports people. Leo Messi is a naturally gifted footballer,
yeah.
Okay? Ronnie O'Sullivan is going in my top 10 of all time British sports people. It's as simple as that. You agree?
Agreed.
Do you play snooker?
Yes.
Right. Have you ever even tried to just do the stance on the opposite side?
No.
It's impossible. Because the stance is naturally, you put your left and the bender and the right one straight. If you try and flip round... I don't know how he does it.
He's special. He is absolutely
he is special. He's an absolute genius.
I'd have been a 10.
Benty,
we're
all agreed.
Well,
so
near the bottom, but yeah.
What?
In the bottom?
Near the bottom of the 10. He's in a 10, though, isn't he?
He's near the... Mate.
I think the argument is how high up he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's
high up. Well, either way, we can move on because he's locked in. He's guaranteed in the top 10.
Ronnie's locked in. So off camera, we were chatting about different sports. There's going to be a little bit of bias, isn't there, between... So I'm going to throw a cyclist in there, which I don't think you guys are...
appreciative
the,
of
the drive guys.
It's a sport.
Of course it's a sport.
On, riding a bike.
I'll tell you this little story quickly, right? Andy said to me about half an hour ago, he said, oh, I'm doing a charity bike ride in a few months' time. And I went, yeah, go on then. And he went, oh, it's like Newcastle down all the way to Southampton. We do it in like 4 days. It's like
Bournemouth down to Bournemouth,
it's like 140-mile days. And I went, and you're going to do that in 4 days in a row? And he went, yeah, it's fine. I went, well, it's not fine. It's really hard. Definitely. And he went, it'll be fine. I'll just jump on a bike and I'll go. And I go, you're talking 10 hours a day on the bike here and you're just going to do it?
I'll do it.
You've got no chance.
I'll do it.
It's so hard.
Will you do me one favour? When I've done it, will you just text me an apology?
Yeah, 100%. I'll send you a video.
He'll come and see you and apologise.
Part of it will be in a cab.
Yeah, you're going to have to take a little break or something. Yeah, it's a sport. Cycling's a serious sport as well, by the way. Yeah, serious, serious sport. Yeah. Watched by millions, loved by millions, adored by a lot of people, participated by a lot of people as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make it a sport because it's watched by millions, is it? Coronation Street is watched by millions.
Yeah, but it's not participated by anybody, though, is it?
Well, the actors and actresses, really. They take part in it.
The dozen or so actors and actresses.
I'd have a cyclist in there. Listen, I don't know too much about cycling like you guys. And if I'm honest, listen, I respect... That's Wiggins, what's his name?
Yep.
Chris Hoy. These
can't
boys,
believe
Cavendish,
you're saying
Mark
it like
Cavendish,
this.
These guys.
Is
I respect
that his
them,
name?
But I don't watch cycling. So if I did put them in the top 10, which I probably would do, it's more of a token gesture because I've heard the name.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Ben said, and I've never said that before.
I don't watch cycling.
Well, we have to agree on this at the end, yeah. So what we're doing is we're doing a cumulative top 10, all right? All of us have to agree on
do you
an
watch
order.
It?
Yeah, well, I watched the last sort of like 20 minutes.
What did you do when you watched it?
I watched the last 20 minutes of it. And in all honesty, most people do. They watch the last 20 minutes because that's right. where it gets spicy, yeah? You'll have the breakaway, you'll have them trying to catch it, you'll have the sprint for the line. That's what people love watching.
I've no idea what you're saying. No, I don't. Listen, so excited. If you're telling me that he should be in there, then they're in there.
Well, let's...
No. Which one, though? Which one?
Well, let's...
It remember, could be two, you know.
We're putting a maybe list together.
We'll leave now if that's going to
There's
be
a couple different styles of cycling, but there's a lot of quite a lot of...
Who's ride the bike?
So, no, you've got track cycling. You've got track cycling, and then you've got...
What's that on a tractor?
And then you've got all the guys that do all the, like, Tour de France, things like that. The it is a bit different.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Don't they all dope?
I don't know anymore. I don't know. If you'd have asked me this a few years ago, I'd have said, no chance. They never do that.
Okay, by the way, you can't sue me because I asked that question.
Yeah,
don't they?
True that, yeah.
Don't they is a question.
And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to navigate this question. I really, really don't.
Okay. Are there question marks about it in the sport?
Probably. Almost.
That's
certainly.
All I want. I mean, we wouldn't put bodybuilding in, would we? That's a sport.
You can't belittle it because they're animals and they are the peak of fitness. Like, there's no fitter people on this earth than cyclists. Mm.
Yeah, they are. But they're all.
Really? Who? Yeah, what sports?
Some guys that do them Ironmans and that, where they've got to swim like 40 miles, run 50
maybe
miles.
An Ironman.
I'm doing one of them.
Them boys.
You might be right, actually.
Yeah, them boys.
They're all doping as well. I didn't say that.
Iron men do an Ironman and women, right? Yeah. But Tour de France ones, they do this for 21 days.
Yeah.
Hold on. Rowers.
Yeah, rowers.
And they're probably fitter.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good shout.
He's in there.
Rowers.
Who? Oh my god, he's in there.
Sir Stephen.
Sir Steve's in there.
Do you think Steve that's Redgrave. The most boring
he's
sport?
In there.
Yeah, I could imagine so, yeah.
He has to be.
Constantly. In the morning.
Why
they
have
start
you chosen
at like 6
to
in the morning
that?
As well. 6 in the morning on the water, cold. Steve Redgrave's in there.
Should we can we actually put some names on the list?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, right. Cyclist, Mark Cavendish, done it on track, done it on the road, all-time joint Tour de France stage winner.
With Eddie Merckx.
So he's got 34
the
stage wins.
The geezer from Queen?
No.
What's his name?
Freddie Mercury.
Not Freddie Mercury, it's Eddie Merckx.
Oh, that one. Right.
This guy is the greatest sprinter of all time.
But he never won Tour de France, did he?
No.
He can't
he's
win
not,
the Tour
he's
de
not
France.
A winner of the Tour de France. He's not trying to win the Tour de France.
He's in it, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
but he's not trying to win it. And he'll never win it.
There's 21 stages. Each stage is a race. He can't win in the mountains.
So doesn't he have people that cycle in front of him and when the race starts, they just move and he goes?
Yeah.
That's cheating,
isn't it? For
the
sprint.
I don't understand this. Why would he not want to try and win the Tour de France?
Right, so he's a sprinter,
I'm joking, but he doesn't know.
The people that will win the Tour de France will be an all-rounder, right? Okay, so they're the ones that are going to get to the top of the mountain first. Cavendish is a bit heavier, yeah? He's not going to get up there as quickly as like one of the skinnier all-rounders, basically. Yeah. So his job is to try and win the stage race. Right, so on the days where it's a flatter race, there's not so much hills, he will be favourite to win that race because his team will look after him to the final 2 kilometres.
I don't get that. What's the point of him being in it?
Because there's so many sponsorships for just that sprint bit.
Yeah, I know, but what's the point? You're in the Tour de France, but you can't ever win it.
Yeah, but you get to win stage, right? Stage days.
Yeah, but what's the point of that?
Because it's massive.
Yeah, but isn't it like being in the Premier League, right? But you can't win it, but you can come fourth.
That's cycling.
That's what me and Benty did all our life.
I'd be happy with fourth.
Yeah.
What's the point of being in a competition where you'll never win it? How did it go on today? You lost. Oh, well done.
Yeah, this is the beauty of cycling in a way, isn't it?
It's not the beauty, it's just selfless.
There's 8 in a team, right? So there's 8 in a team for the Tour de France, but it's an individual sport.
And it's so selfless as well. You have to work all day for somebody else and get no sort of thanks, really, apart from the guy that's going to give you it later on today. But you do all that work and then eventually you just move to the side and let him go.
When name someone that's won the Tour de France that I'm familiar with.
Chris Froome.
Right. When Froome won it, can you name the other 7?
I could name 2 or 3.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the sport.
It's the way that it goes.
They take
all the glory
and all the money.
And they haven't worked as hard.
I'm watching this Tour de France.
And they haven't worked as hard. I think people misunderstand cycling quite a lot, don't they?
Yeah, and Mark Cavendish is one of the greatest British athletes of all time.
So you would put Cavendish over any others? Chris Hoy, Wiggins?
Yeah, do you know why? Because Cav's done it in both. Yeah.
Do you know him that well?
He's done it on the track
and he's done it in the Tour de France. And he is the joint stage winner with Eddie Merckx.
Let's get him in there, Cavendish.
Yeah, Cav?
Let's put him on the maybe list.
I think we'd have to put him in there.
Okay. Just cyclists. They go through red lights. That annoys the hell out of me. Honestly, stop like everyone else.
But with all that momentum, you've just wasted all that energy. So, you know, it's hard to stop. You want to just keep going.
Yeah, but then I got hit by a car. Well, wait till the light's green.
Sir Next Andy one. Murray.
Ah,
locked in.
Yeah?
Yeah, he has to be in it. Yeah.
Has okay. to be.
Two Olympic golds on the bounce.
Well done.
Two Wimbledons.
Yep.
Yep.
A US Open.
He has to be in there.
I think Andy Murray, do you know what? He gets a bit of a bad rep, doesn't he? Especially with English people. I think he's come out before and said because he's Scottish, he'd never support England in the Euros or anything like that. And his kind of demeanour is a bit dour, but...
He's a winner.
He's a winner.
Yeah,
mate, it annoys me
when people talk about the personality of a sportsperson, because that's totally irrelevant.
I know it is. Totally irrelevant. I agree, but it always comes into it.
I know, but it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. I've met him, to be fair. We did an Amazon thing. He was lovely. He's lovely.
He's only saying what other people are thinking if you're Scottish.
Yeah,
why would you want England to win?
No, you don't.
But also, for Murray, he's a winner. When you're in a generation where the other three guys have all got the highest amount of Grand Slams, all over 20, what's he supposed to do?
Yeah,
you've got the three arguably the greatest players of all time.
Yeah, you're right.
He's done wonders to win three, really, hasn't he?
Unbelievable.
He's done absolute wonders.
Yeah, yes.
I think he's won something like 50 tour titles in throughout his career as well. Mm. It's not bad goings, like, is it?
You know, he has to be in there.
He's locked in.
Agreed. Right, so we got three.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Can I bring a topic up here that I think is a massive talking point?
Go on.
Really, really important talking point. We have to get a football in there. We don't have to, but we probably will. But
it's also, national sport.
I know the answer to that question.
So okay, we'll talk about footballers, all right? And there's, for me, probably two. There's probably two that we could talk about.
Okay, well, I've got one definite.
Okay. I'll give you a couple names here.
Okay.
I'm going to go Wayne Rooney and I'm going to go Gareth Bale.
Gareth Bale's in.
Yeah?
Wazza, question mark. Hold on. Bale's in. Great.
Why are you not going back to George Best?
Right. Here's my theory on this, okay?
I'm with you on this. I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
Here's my theory on this.
Don't you dare say you never played a World Cup.
No, I'm not going to say that. Okay. I'm going to say that for me, I think the game of football especially has evolved so much in the last 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
That I think the level that football is played at today is so much higher than what it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. So much higher. That today's footballers are... Oof, they're the best that have walked the planet.
Yeah, but he was the best that walked the planet.
At that time.
Yeah.
But he's not in the absolute full realm of football.
Was he the same time as Pele?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
But you're punishing him. How's that word?
Punishing him. Oh. Punishing him. Yes.
Punishing him.
For something that's out of his control, and that's not fair.
Yeah, but that's fine. But it's, so, unfortunately, you can't make your way into the top 10 sportsmen and British sportsmen of all time, though.
My only reason for George Best, is that I can't physically put him in the top 10 off YouTube.
Yeah, you didn't really see him.
Okay, let me ask you this question, right? If it wasn't British,
yeah,
what we're doing today,
yeah,
and it was everyone,
yeah,
would you put Muhammad Ali in?
I think we did.
Well,
probably, yeah.
Yeah, your argument's gone then, isn't it?
All right, that's it then. It's gone. We're done.
You're arguably talking about the greatest sportsman.
Yeah, but,
No. Of all time.
Yeah, but...
That's one sport.
But he just said that things have moved on in the last 60 years.
Yeah, but Ali's like a person.
What was Muhammad Ali? Heavyweight, right?
Yeah.
Would Muhammad Ali beat Mike Tyson?
No.
So then he's not as good as a sportsman as Mike Tyson, then?
Yeah, but that's a question we'll never know the answer to.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I just said yes, so...
Yeah, but you say no, but you say yes, but... If you look at how sports evolved, boxing, they've got bigger, they've got stronger, they've got quicker. Surely it would stand to reason that a new world champion would beat
Another thing about to counter that argument is I get what you're saying, but remember Ali in his era, they were fighting every 3 months.
True that.
You give Ali a year's rest after every fight, it'd be even better.
And they were fighting all the big fights.
And 15 rounds, by the way.
Yeah, and not YouTubers.
And if you put... Muhammad Ali, if you said, right, let's teleport him into 2024 and go, right, here's the facilities, here's the equipment, would he be as good?
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying about football. So let's go back, take him back to football.
Hold on, would you use Muhammad Ali? Would you use him?
What do you mean?
If you were doing a greatest ever, would you include him?
Yes.
He'd be number one.
Okay, fast forward now to my conversation about George Best.
Do you agree with me that sport, football in particular, has evolved and got quicker, faster, better?
The world has.
Football in general.
Well, I mean, everything has.
Any chance you're asking a question or what?
Okay, yeah, it has.
Yeah, so then that stands to reason then that footballers from 30 years ago wouldn't be as good as footballers today.
No, Maradona, right? We're going back over 40 years to Maradona, right? 86 World Cup.
Yeah.
You put him into today's footballing world, he'd still be...
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you?
I don't know.
Type of player he was,
Yeah, I think he would... Especially playing on them pitches.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ben's little brain can't cope with where we're going now.
Maradona, I think, could. Because Maradona loved the rough and tumble. Yeah. He loved it. Mm. He would look for those spicy games where it got kicked off and people were kicking him and he was kicking people. Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
I didn't see George Best. Well, I can't put him in there.
Can I just say that George Best isn't the one I wanted to bring in? One I'm going to bring in, I know you're all poo-poo it, but it's not just for what he did on the pitch.
Go on.
Bex.
He's on my research list.
Bex is not ahead by Gareth Bale.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
He's ahead of Gareth Bale. Yeah.
In what respect?
Greatest.
You're getting swept away with all the. You're getting swept away
you
with
say
the.
Hair?
The yeah. You are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Right?
You are. You're greatest getting swept specialist. Away with Bran Beckham, you
no.
are.
No. Well, that's part of the reason. When you said greatest ever British person, right, in sport,
yeah.
I think you've got to incorporate everything that they did. Not just
a little bit, Beckham a little bit.
We said it at the start
fair.
Of the episode. We said about the effect they've had on the nation.
Yeah,
true. Right?
I get it.
He's Bex, mate.
Yeah, he is.
A lot of his effect, I thought. Listen, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong, but a lot of his wowness was away from sport.
Yeah.
So how can he then be one of the greatest sportsmen?
He played for PSG, played for Man United, played for Real Madrid, played for Milan.
LA Galaxy.
Right, there aren't many players that can do that unless they're a little bit special.
Captain England, however many times, 116 was it 18 England caps. I understand where you're coming from.
I understand
it.
For that Greece free kick alone, for that Greek moment where we were out and then all of a sudden we were in.
Yeah, what about Gareth Bale dragging Wales?
Bale's ahead of him,
but you ain't putting him ahead of Gareth Bale
for everything. I am.
Oh,
okay, but for the main point of this conversation, no, sport, that's going to not.
Well, it's not just sport, though, right?
Yeah, but that's a big part of it.
It's got to be the majority. Right, look, like, not look. If you had like a build up of it, it would be. It's got to be 90%.
Right, firstly, whenever we're on camera, never do that when you talk to me. Right? Secondly, I'm going to look in your eyes. I'm going to say a word, and then you can tell me whether or not you want to put Bex in it. Right? Look at me, Bex. Look at me again. Look.
Bex.
Bex, mate.
No, I'm going Gareth Bale.
He's an honourable mention.
I get it.
Give him an honourable mention.
Bex, he's an honourable mention. Bex. He is an honourable mention. But then, it's all right. So if we're going to say Bale, is Bale the greatest British footballer ever?
In my opinion, yes.
Wow.
And again, what I'm going to say is, again, I know you're going to get the guys from back in the day, and I get 66 and all that. I understand that. But I can't just put him in there because I've heard what someone else has said. My eyes tell me that Gareth Bale, in his pomp, was unstoppable.
What was it about Gareth Bale?
Everything. Pace, power. His old demeanour, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm watching him evolve, to be fair. I was at Spurs with him when he was a young kid.
Oh, he's me, mate.
playing left back. Couldn't win a game at first when he went to Spurs. Went to another level. Times two PFA players.
The argument that people could say is, which we did speak about off camera, he was injured too much, right?
Mm.
No.
Wow.
We've looked at this and was knocking on for 700 appearances.
Appearances. 700 career appearances.
I don't think Gareth Bale was injured. I don't think... Injury Gareth.
Fair enough.
I do. I always think people used to label him with a bit of a hamstring thing.
What, not like Darren Anderson level?
No.
Not sick.
111 Wales caps.
Was it? No. I never felt that.
How many career appearances did you have?
About 580.
Yeah, it's good going, that, isn't it?
About
250
got a tattoo
goals.
Of it,
107 Premier League goals.
How many did you play? Club?
500
I'm not
something.
Wrexham.
Yeah, about 500 something. I thought that was good going.
Wow. How many times did you play for England?
Seven or eight.
Which one? You know.
I'm not really sure. I don't know.
Was it nine, wasn't it?
Or maybe nine. I don't know. Something like that.
He's done that on purpose.
Yeah. Just back me up with a big nine, would you? Yeah. So are we agreeing that Bale's going in? But then that also brings another question then. We put him ahead of Wayne Rooney, yeah?
I would, yeah.
I love Wetter. He's an unbelievable player. If you're talking about the best ever from Britain, I don't think he's top of that
list. Why not? Because if you're talking about winners, if you're talking about... do you know what's the difference here?
Yeah.
You're talking about natural ability. This comes into it here because Gareth Bale was a natural footballer. Yeah. He was elegant to watch.
Ben,
he
you
glided.
Said about winners, he won 5 Champions Leagues, Gareth Bale.
I understand.
As well.
Mm. How many Premier Leagues did Rooney win?
Did Wazza fulfil his potential?
Yes.
Oh, for a few years. Bold Rooney. Yeah,
the problem is, there's the unfair comparison to Ronaldo.
To Ronaldo, you're right.
And he
went on to be the greatest in the world.
Yeah, arguably greatest ever. And Wayne Rooney did it from 16 to, realistically, 33.
Yeah.
Why did you wince when he said greatest ever?
No, I think there's going to be a lot of people disagree with this. I think a lot of people are going to say Rooney should probably be up there.
So are you suggesting that you think that people will think that Wayne Rooney is the greatest ever British footballer?
Do you know what? I don't think there's any standout candidate. I really don't. Mm. And that's why I'm racking my brain a little bit to try and think. But the two...
Look at me.
The two... the...
Bet.
No. There's going to be a lot of people saying Bobby Moore, and we've got to be an element of look at the age that we're at type scenario.
Because
we're all
the same age.
Similar ilk.
So hold on. Bale. I'm in my 30s.
we're both in our 30s.
Both in our 30s. Bale and Rooney are very possibly maybes, yeah?
Okay. Bale's in there. I'm stamping Bale.
Bex, mate.
Stop no,
Bex.
You're not
putting
Bex in. Bex not in there.
No.
Listen, I've got in the maybes. I've put Bale and Bex's maybes.
Bale's a different Tom.
So now Bex is ahead of Rooney.
Oh, sorry, Bale and Rooney.
Yeah.
What do you want me to put?
Bale, get Bale in the.
I think Bale's in the end.
Get the definite.
Tom, I think he's in the end.
Tom. Bex.
I'm kind of with you.
Imagine Bex sitting there, and he's looking at you, going, "Tom, you're going to put me in the list? Look at me. I'm Bex. You're going to put me in?
Nah, Tom.
Go on then, Bex.
Please, come on.
Bell's sitting there going to say the same thing. Wow. Bell's got to be in there.
No, his assistant at Tom.
You're so not getting a Christmas card, Liz.
Our cameraman over there, Luke, actually talks like David Beckham. Can you just say, hello, my name's David Beckham, please?
Hello, my name's David Beckham.
Luke, can you come and do
Did
this
Did you
on,
do that on purpose?
Can you come and do this on...
Is that how
can
he
you
talks?
Come and do, That's just how he talks. Yeah.
Right, wait there. Luke, could you please come and say into my mic, hello, my name is David Beckham and I played for England.
That's weird that you said that to me.
Hello, my name is David Beckham and I played for England.
Yeah, it's Bex.
Can you do one more? Can you do one? Tom, can you close your eyes? Can you say into the mic, my name's David Beckham, put me in that fucking list? Can you do that? Just do that.
My name's David Beckham, put me on that list.
I like that PG.
It just saves him some work to edit it out.
Well, we'll just say that you swore anyway.
Right, we're going to have to move on. We're going to have to move on.
Yeah, Gareth Bale.
I'll agree with you.
Here's one for you. So we have got Andy Murray in. Bale.
Yes. Yes.
In. Mm. Nick Faldo.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, this is a good one. This
Six
is a good,
majors.
You're not so keen on golf, are you, Benty? Mate. So I'll leave this to you, Andy, all right?
Golf, without any shadow of a doubt, the hardest sport in the world.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
Okay. You agree with that?
Snooker?
No, it's harder because snooker tables.
I say baseball.
I'll tell you why. I've got you can't argue this. Snooker tables, give or take, they're all exactly the same.
There's no variables,
right?
Yeah. I agree.
Golf. Once you've calculated where that ball's got to go, when it's up in the air, a gust of wind can move it.
Yeah.
Right. When it lands, it might hit a stone. It could. Boom. Every single day when you play golf, every minute of every single shot is totally different.
Yeah.
You could play the same course 100 times. It's never ever going to be the same.
Totally agree.
That's why golf is the hardest sport in the world.
I think baseball. Sorry. And then he was going to say,
what are you talking about?
Benny, rounders. Let me throw a ball at you 100 miles an hour and you hit it.
but all you've got to do is hit it.
Yeah.
But that's harder than you think.
Oh, I know.
Golf's just there. You've got to hit it.
He's never played golf.
I play golf.
You've never played
Listen
golf.
To me. I have played golf and I can hit the ball pretty much. I don't know where it's going, but
Do you know what? On
I've
air
been
the
a batting
other day,
cage and I can't hit it.
On the other day on air, right, we talked about golf and he went, I could hit a ball. And I went, how far could you hit it? He went, 350 yards. I was like, you can't do that.
Yeah, I think it's harder to hit a pitch than it is
to hit
a golf ball.
You think it's more difficult with exactly the same bat and the same ball? You think it's harder to just hit that than it is to work out how far that ball will travel with a certain club in a certain...
Yeah, I do, yeah. If 110 mile an hour pitch...
No way.
You can't hit it.
Well, okay, what's
you can't see it.
Well, okay, why are you not choosing cricket? Exactly the same scenario.
Because you can't throw it 100 mile an hour. You can bowl
That's
it.
That's how fast they bowl.
90s.
Is it?
Late 90s.
Look at the fastest pitch. So you can't even see it.
Mate, you can't put baseball...
Well, Brett Lee was, 95,
I'm saying,
was he?
To hit a pitch is easier, harder to hit a golf ball.
I'm with Luke. If Brett Lee's throwing a 95 mile an hour bowling at you, and it then bounces off the floor, and there's cracks on the wicket, that could maybe be worse than baseball.
Currently, Ambrose bowling on it under your neck.
Nah,
yeah,
for me.
Exactly.
I'm not saying cricket and baseball is easy. I'm just saying golf is much more difficult.
Agreed.
Nah, I'm having that.
But you've never played golf.
So Faldo, six majors.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, that is ridiculous.
How many US Opens was it? Three? Two?
US Open was...
I think it's two or three.
I've got
three in my head.
Three Opens, three Masters.
Yeah, there you go.
The big ones.
Yeah.
Right? other people, we put a post in on Instagram, LinkedIn, a lot of people going, McIlroy. Nah, not for me.
No, not yet.
He's a great. Not yet.
He's got to win Masters.
How many has he won, McIlroy?
He's won a fair few.
I think he's won four.
Yeah, he's won a few.
I think he's won four, but they all came quite quickly. I don't think he's won one in 9 years or something like that. And he will be a great.
Are we happy?
He is a great.
Are we happy with Nick Faldo going in there? God, yeah. I think we have to have a golfer in there.
We don't. Yeah. I think he goes on the maybe list.
It's hardest sport in the world.
And talking about participation, a lot of people participate.
Maybe list. Might put him.
Let's put him on the maybe list.
Do you want to put Babe Ruth in?
Please.
By the way, he's the only baseball player that I know.
Bonds, no, you know A-Rod.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Right.
A-Rod.
I like
A-Rod. Derek Jeter.
Yeah, Derek Jeter, okay, there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
But that J-Lo was the only one that came to my mind, all right?
Was
right.
Derek Jeter J-Lo or was that A-Rod? That was A-Rod, weren't it?
Yeah, look at Jeter's list though.
Okay, jockey, AP McCoy.
Yes. Listen to this. Before you turn your frown upside down, AP McCoy is the greatest jockey of all time.
Yes, I agree with
Have
that.
A listen. Right, hold on, quickly. Just give me a guess, yeah, before I give you the stat.
Six.
Give me a... yes. How do you know? Give me a guess of how many winners he rode.
Great question.
Give me
Can
a
you
guess.
Tell me over what period of time?
A 20-year career. Over his 20-year career.
Okay.
110.
Which, by the way... Darren Vincent, 110. Sorry, quickly. Sorry, quickly. For 20 years, he won Jockey of the Year every year. 20 years, okay. Yeah? 20.
So I've gone too low.
How many winners did he win? How many horse races did he actually win as a winning jockey?
898.
I would say... This is a complete guess. 2012.
Yeah, that's not the worst guess in the world.
Listen to this for a rap sheet. Well, not a rap sheet, that's the right stat sheet. 4,358.
Can you rap it for me?
Yeah, but I can't know. 4,358 winners.
No.
He was winners. championship jockey 20 consecutive times every year of his professional career. Cheltenham Gold Cup, Champion Hurdle, Grand National.
4,500
winners. Won't get an argument from me. Genius.
Yeah, genius. Has to be in there.
Benty.
Has to be in there.
Me, I don't know too much about horse races. I would maybe it, because I'm looking at what's left of some of the people that we've got to get in.
Yeah.
And I would probably put them ahead of him.
Okay.
Well, I think with we'll jockeys, we'll you've got it. To take into account they can't eat anything.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Same as cyclists.
But they can't, right? Because they've got to maintain that crazy.
It must be hard work, that.
And also... You got to chuck in at that height. What else can you do?
Terrible, isn't it?
No, but you know what I mean. He's not going to be. He's not going to be a long jumper, is he?
Do you know what I will say, right, about also as well about horse riding is that I think you have to take into account of all these sportsmen, the sports they play, how many people actually actively want to become that
participate.
Sportsman.
Participation.
That's a good point.
If you haven't got that many people wanting to be a jockey, then it's hard to compete against a footballer where you've got millions of
We've got Ben Ainsley.
True that.
Sir Ben Ainsley on the list.
Can I ask you a
question,
right? This has nothing to do with it, but it has to do with sport, because we were talking about this on the show the other day, right? If we're talking about what makes the word world-class, what makes you a sports person world-class, right? If the whole world exploded, right, tomorrow, and the four of us were left.
Yeah, I like it.
And the four of us played snooker and I was the best.
Yeah.
Would I be world-class?
Yes.
Having known what we know
about
how good it could be played, no.
So I agree with you. So we were talking about players like Bukayo Saka, right? And I'm like, and Bentley was like, he was probably the second best right-sided front three in the Premier League, right? So does that make him world-class? And I'm like, no, because we know the standard of world-class.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. I agree. You've got to gauge it against the world's best.
Yes. Yeah. And irrelevant of where we're at today.
I think it just gets thrown around too easily nowadays. Okay. Way too easily.
But... McCoy is world-class, obviously.
World-class.
I think he has to go in.
You have to look at participation. Yes. Not many people are trying to be a jockey, are they?
No, exactly.
A lot of people watch it.
I'm 40 years old. I've never met one person, even growing up, that ever said to me, I want to be a jockey.
That's a great question.
Whereas I've met millions of kids that have said to me, I want to play football.
I could have
made
it. I
want to be an athlete. I want to be this.
Yeah. But I would imagine, because you get to a certain height, you don't want to be. You can't become a jockey. You can't be 6 foot and be a jockey, right?
It would be good to know what the average height of a jockey is. It would be 5 foot.
It's going to be like 5'5", 5'4".
Five foot low.
Because
it'd be Jamie. It'd be your height, won't it? 5 foot.
No, Jamie's like that's a
five foot three.
when you ask him that question, because it's on camera, you should look down at the floor.
Yeah, 5 foot 2. 5 foot.
4'10" to 5'7".
Wow,
5'7" is big, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that must be top end.
Jockey, that must be top end.
Does it say how tall McCoy is? I think McCoy's 3 foot six.
No chance he's 3 foot six.
You can. He's in my pocket today. We'll ask him.
He's five. I'm going to say he's 5'5". 5'5". I'm going to go
5'2".
5'10".
5'10". Is your right?
Careful. 6 foot. Your tape. I'll take that, you say.
You'd take 5'10", you would. It's your hair anyway, most of that.
Right, we're going to move on. We're going to move on.
Sorry, I'm not 5'10". I'm much taller than that. For fuck's sake.
We're going to move on because we might be here all day.
Right,
otherwise.
AP McCoy is definitely maybe.
Yeah. Definitely maybe. Yeah. Right, we're going to move on to Benty's point of how many people participate. Sir Ben Ainslie, right?
Oh, is an honourable mention.
Four consecutive gold medals. He's the best sailor.
Sailor,
right?
Yeah.
Olympic sailor of all time. Sorry?
Not the fellow in Sexy Beast.
Ben Ainslie.
Ben Kingsley.
I like it, yeah.
I actually need to check myself because I nearly said it. He's a sir as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he is, yeah. So Ben Ainslie, unbelievable record. How many people get the chance growing up and go, come on, mum and dad, let's go row it. Let's go sailing today.
Yeah, unless you're rich, unless you're family
mention,
are caked.
Honourable mention that.
Yeah. But we can't downplay what he's done.
Fantastic.
It's over 20 years.
Yeah, of course.
Honourable mention?
Yeah.
It'd be over the moon with that.
Like he gives a fuck what
did I make it?
Thing.
You got an honourable...
On the Fozcast. Honourable mention on the Fozcast.
That's all I need. Right, that's all I need.
Right, we're going to go triathlete now. Alistair Brownlee.
Ooh.
He's the only male to hold two Olympic titles in the individual triathlon event. Gold medals in 2012, 2016. Four-time world champion. This guy
I've
is
got
the goat.
Got a problem with triathletes.
Go on.
And decathletes.
Yeah.
It's like...
Don't say it.
You know what I'm going to say.
I don't know what you're going to
don't
say.
Don't say it.
Master of none, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on.
What's the word? What's the saying?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think he could.
I mean, it's
done
like, are you only good at running? No. You're only good at shot put? No. You're only good at javelin?
No, that's the problem.
You can be a decathlete.
They're too good at all of them.
They're very good at all of them. They're not world class at any of them. That's what I just said.
Oh, fine. Okay.
They're very good at all of them. Yeah, but they're not world class.
So can you put someone on the list that is not world class at anything he does?
Come on. Come on.
Mate,
he's a great fan. Running, world class. No.
Yeah, but it's an event. It's three events. Yeah. So he's world class at that event.
But not any of them individually.
They're not the best.
But that's not the sport. So if you that's
win
not the event.
If you win an Olympic gold 100-meter sprint, but you run a slow time, are you still world class?
Yeah, so what if you're Linford Christie, right, 100 metres, but you're quite slow in the 400?
Right, hold on. I reckon there is a world record for the 100 metres in the decathlon, right?
Yes.
It's going to be a shit time, isn't it?
Nah, I bet you. I bet you it's going to be about 10 something.
No, it'll be sub 10.
How can you have the word world champion, world record, at something that's not a world record?
He said a shit time, 10 something.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I meant 10 minutes. Come on, Daly. But do you know what I mean? Can't be.
This one pains me because I know how much of a go it is. Can we let you guys throw a couple of your mentions in here, please, by the way?
Well, so honourable mention for, like, a massive honourable mention for Alistair Brownlee.
And his brother, Jonathan.
Okay, so, I've got a couple, go on.
All right, so I will go with, we just spoke about Daly Thompson I'm putting in there.
Yeah, okay.
So he would be in mine.
Yeah.
Two-time Olympic gold medalist.
Okay. Sorry, you're going back 40 years now. I thought we couldn't go back that far.
That's what I mean. He's been talking all day about, I've got to see it with my own eyes. I've got to see it with my own eyes.
How old were you in 82?
Honourable mention.
How old were you?
Born.
Or 84, 84, wasn't it?
My other one.
How old were you in 84? You hadn't even been born, did you?
84, I was born.
Born in 84?
Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, Lewis Hamilton. Lewis is in. It's not even a question.
He's got
one. Oh, no. Andy, come on.
Andrew. Come on. Whoever's got the best car wins.
Nah, come on.
Do you think Lewis Hamilton in the worst car, does he become as great as he is?
No, he don't.
Do you put the worst car in Lewis Hamilton's car and does he win? No.
So you said the word car twice there.
The worst driver. Sorry. Again, I've got that wrong.
Right.
The worst car manufacturer, you get one of their drivers, put them in the best car, they don't win.
Right. Okay. Moving on from that, if you put Hamilton in the 20th worst car and put the fella that usually drives that in the best car and they raced each other.
Yeah.
Hamilton wins it.
No, he doesn't. No, I don't think he does. So much
but he ain't winning the Formula One, though.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So no, that Lewis, guy isn't winning the
yeah,
Formula
but Lewis,
One.
Lewis Hamilton ain't winning Formula One. How many world titles he won? Seven.
Seven.
Right? He's not becoming 7 times world champion if he's got a shit car.
No, but he's not coming 20th either.
No, but he's not the best.
Yeah, if you're in the 20th best car, let's say how many
right,
cars...
Roddy O'Sullivan, right?
Yeah.
Give him any cue, he's winning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Messi. Yeah, but he's give him any pair of football boots.
Yeah, also, as well, you spoke about earlier, the elements. In snooker, the elements don't change. In Formula One, wet, wind, those stuff.
Yeah, of course, but in a car.
Yeah, but there's two extremes. A queue, to some degree, is a queue. A car, compared to the worst
car. That's my point.
The variance is so big.
That's exactly my point.
I still think Lewis Hamilton, when he was winning those F1s, was the best driver in the world.
Yeah.
But he was also in the best car.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah?
Agreed.
You've got so much importance on a piece of machinery. I just don't know if you're that great. No. I just don't know if you can include him in greatest ever. When you're talking about, you know, cyclists or whoever else we've chosen, who are doing it just with their own body and their own ability, a rower for argument's sake, right?
I know what you mean.
Okay, let me ask you this question, Andy. Why is he in the best car?
Because someone's gone, do you want to drive for Mercedes?
Yeah, because he's the best driver.
He's come up to that, yeah, of course. But he's still in it.
Yeah, but he's in the best car because he's ridden. Right, put it like he's this. Driven Formula
if
3.
If they built a sidecar on that car, I would be 8 times or 7 times champion, wouldn't I? Do you want to come for the ride? Yeah, all right. Thanks, Lewis. Gold medal.
This was our gimme. Lewis Hamilton was gimme. This was our gimme.
He has to be in.
If you take the car away, he's no good.
Yeah, because he'd have to run.
Exactly.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Do you know what? When we're on our way, this is completely breaking away from the top 10 British sports people of all time, by the way. We agreed in the car on the way this morning that we're going to drop in a few little, what are they called? Hypotheticals.
We're with the king of hypotheticals.
Yeah, we are with the every between 4 and 7, every single weeknight on your show, the hypotheticals.
Talk Sport, you want to say Talk Sport?
On Talk Sport. The hypotheticals that come out of your mouths are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Everybody has heard the snail one, would you know, it can only move, and you've got a. That, so we've got a couple for you ourselves, okay? Right? You could either go bold tomorrow.
How dare
this
you?
This is for you specifically.
Get out, mate.
Lose your hair, you're completely bald.
What bald means. Fucking hell. Oh, you're bald. Have I got Google working? I just want to know what that means.
Or go blind in one eye. It looks fine. You can't tell. It looks absolutely fine. But you are blind in one eye. Or...
How long for?
That's it. Gone. For the rest of your life. For the remaining 20 years of your life. Yeah.
And is that one always going to work?
Yes.
Yeah. You're blind in one eye or you're bald.
I'll take that.
Okay,
you take
your
blind in one eye.
Yeah. What about?
My fucking hair, Ben. If you had hair like this.
Hold on. Let him answer. I need an answer to this.
If you had hair like this, you ain't letting this go. Not one grey. Yeah, I'll take that.
What are you doing for that, Benty?
Bald hair.
Well, he's nearly there anyway, look.
Bald, yeah. Bald.
Eyes, you leave
two good
my
eyes.
There.
Just keep the beard. No
hair. You'll be fine either way, yeah.
Yeah, but some people have got good heads. He's got a good head. So he would look fine with it. I would look like an alien. I've got such a massive head. Honestly, my head is so big. So I need hair on it.
Can we go back to the top 10s?
I've got another one quickly. I've got to throw this one in there. Okay. This is specifically, again, for you, Andy. Right. If you had to live with one person for the rest of your life out of Darren Bent or Jason Cundy,
yeah,
who would it be? You've got to share this apartment with them, yeah?
Okay.
Forever.
And that's just you two for the rest
of
your
life. Are we going out? Are we working normally? Like, if I was living with Bent, am I like, see you at work, yeah, and then we leave?
Live
yeah,
your life.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So exactly the same, nothing changes.
You've got to think about flatmate. They're your flatmate. But, yeah. Cleanliness, tidiness, you know, not keeping
one,
you up late
one
at night.
Caveat I'll add to
He's
this.
Trying to sell himself.
Yeah. One caveat I'll add to this is you work with them both daily. Because okay. You don't.
It's a very easy answer, and it would be him.
Why? Why?
Because Cundy's because Cundy, Cundy's here. Because he will never see this, really. Because he fidgets, he coughs. He stinks when he's had a bad food, curry, and his habits are disgusting. And he knows all this.
Simple, then,
he's
yeah.
all the time.
You can't live with that. You can't live with that.
Are we sleeping in the same bed? Like, but
No.
Can we not add that in? It'd be so uncomfortable if I did that, wouldn't you?
Okay, no, not at all. All right, brilliant. Back to the actual sports people. We'll throw some more in a minute as well, by the way.
Johnny Wilkinson.
I'm not sure
you
about
two
this.
Two don't
one.
Look impressed.
Can I throw one in because Bentley had his?
Yeah.
Phil Taylor.
Yes.
In. Okay.
Okay, fine. Done.
Benty?
I like Johnny.
No, Phil Taylor, what are you saying?
Oh, yeah, he has to be. 16-time world champion, has to be.
Totally agree.
Okay.
That was easy.
He is the best darts player ever to have lived.
Yeah.
By miles.
Agreed.
Van Gerwen's
Do you need
mate.
To put Van Gerwen's to have coming. Lived in that sentence?
Okay. That best. I don't know.
But
that,
everyone we're talking about is lived, right?
Yeah, okay, right. There's a question then. So, Phil Power, when he would have...
Phil Power,
when he was winning all these titles,
yeah.
I would like to have seen what his averages were.
Are they about...
As opposed to...
I think they're up there. I think he still holds records for the greatest averages.
Weren't they like 105 or something?
Have you just plucked that out?
I mean,
yeah.
No, I think they were.
That is unbelievable. No, the averages of like Luke Littler and Luke...
well, I'll tell you.
He still holds the record, Taylor, for quite a lot of...
Highest averages.
Yeah, in like the World Championships, and he still holds a lot of those records.
Well, when he spoke to us, he said about the balls changed.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Like what?
He said the wires back then were thicker, so more a lot bounce of bounce outs.
Oh, wow.
And so that means, because you've got thinner wires, that means...
There's more area to hit.
So the trebles are, in theory, bigger, but we're talking like millimetres.
Do you remember that, guys? It's massive, that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, they're so
for
like...
me, millimetres is massive as well, Benny.
Take all you can get. Do you remember back in the day when Phil Power was winning all these, and he was making money, and it started to get televised and all that. Yeah. And the Premier League started, and he bought himself a Bentley.
No.
Yeah, he bought himself a Bentley, and it went down like a.
Jamie O'Hara.
No. But I remember he bought one as well, didn't he? And he turned up to his school and he saw his old teacher, and he went, "See, I told you I'd make it." Anyway, he did. He bought a Bentley, and it went down horribly with all the other dart players. They were fuming with it. Yeah,
why?
Fuming with them, because it was back in the day where darts was like working man sport. Yeah, you just throw your darts, you drink your pints, and you have a nice time. And then he used to wear watches, all the jewellery. He had his Bentley because he was the big poster boy.
Are you sure you're not thinking of like Bobby George?
I promise you this. Yeah, Phil Taylor.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm going to search up right now.
Right, so Phil Taylor has got the world record now.
There you go.
For the highest average in a tournament, broke it 2 years in a row. The UK Open.
Can I guess?
Average was
118.66.
Oh,
wow.
Very good.
Are you supposed to beat that?
118.
Well, 119 will beat it.
No, but you know, I'm talking about someone average.
Yeah, I was.
That's frightening.
It's unicorn territory,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think any sports person to win is 16 world champs, mm-hmm. isn't it? I'd like to know who's won the most world titles at anything. 16's got to be up there, right?
It'd be a swimmer.
Well, world titles, like you can only win one a year.
Well, swimmers again.
It's like AP McCoy winning the championship jockey every year.
Yeah, but that's not like that.
Yeah, World Champions is not a tournament.
It's not. That's like Player of the Year, right?
Yeah, it is like Player of the Year, yeah.
Remember, swimmers, though, can do like six events. So that's like World Champions.
Yeah, but then you're only World Champion in like 500 metres once that year.
Yeah, but you said about World Champions. So if you do 10 events...
No, what I'm saying is, at one event,
yeah,
right, has anyone won...
Who's dominated the sport year on year?
Yeah, more than 16 times. Well, best.
I think there's, when we did the Worlds one, I think there's maybe a surfer, wasn't there, Jay? And I think they are slightly more obscure sports, but I think there was a couple on the list.
Joe Davis, the snooker player, won the world title about 25 times.
Who's Joe Davis?
What?
I've never heard
Michael
of Joe
Phelps
Davis.
Won 26 world, cha- world...
Who?
Michael Phelps, 26 world championships.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But yeah, that's not no, year on year, title. Though, is it? And he's doing about eight
World Championships
eight Olympic...
is every year, isn't it?
Yeah, no, he hasn't.
Yeah, but that's
that,
not that. That's no, like eight gold medals.
It's not every year.
No, that's right.
It's not every year, because it'd be swim for 26 years, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Joe Davis, snooker player.
I've never heard of him.
He was the first world champion. Here's a little fact for you. You know the trophy that you see nowadays that they'll lift up at Sheffield? He bought that with the money he earned from the very first World Championship.
Decent.
And this is really sad, but back then, right, this is what's nuts about it. Back then, the Snooker World Championship was done on a challenge basis. There was no tournament. So you go, I'm World Champion. You go, I'll play. And I go, okay, World Championship.
Sweet, coming on,
like your mate's coming over.
And if you win, you're the World Champion.
Yeah, I think you won 25 of them, I think.
Where did we start this from? Is this Phil Power?
Phil the Power Taylor.
Phil the Power Taylor.
You've got to be in there.
Mm. Okay. Definitely in. Yeah. Locked in.
Definitely
in.
Johnny Wilkinson.
No.
What he did 2003, incredible. 2003, was it?
Yes.
No.
Massive honourable mention for
honourable
me.
Mention.
Massive honourable mention. Yeah, fantastic.
Huge. Yeah.
Yeah. That left foot was a one.
I've got a would you rather for you.
Go on.
Would you rather be Phil Taylor, 16 times champion of the world, or have your career in football? Did you win anything? You won the League Cup?
Twice.
Okay, forget that. Or have your career, but you didn't win anything.
Have my career, mate.
Playing so you're the greatest in the world at darts, or you're just a very good footballer?
Are you just beating Phil Taylor? Or
very good footballer.
Are you just beating him in a one-off match?
No, being him.
Would you rather be 16 times champion of the world at darts, or just have a career in football, where you play at the highest level, but you never won anything?
Nah, give me the football.
Forget money.
Give me the football.
Yeah, I'm still taking football.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle thing as well, yeah. isn't it? You've got to think.
You're 16 times world champion.
Yeah, I know. But
my only thing with that, and I'll respect football.
All you've done is just become mates with a fella from Deadpool.
it's decent, but I think people of nowadays generation will just go,
I know, but imagine that, 16 times champion of the world.
Yeah, but my dream as a child, as a kid, was to be a footballer. So for me, that's okay. was my dream.
Do you
want to
be on the grass every day playing football or stood in a room
in
throwing darts?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, would you like to be king of the world in a sport that's not considered the greatest sport, but still unbelievable?
No.
Or just be average in a very good sport? It's basically the question.
He wasn't average.
I'll take mine. And quickly, before we move on to the next British sports person, Darren Bent, would you, if you your house was to burn down tonight, and you could rescue, and you could rescue your trainer collection or your football memorabilia, which one are you rescuing?
Great question.
Well, the football memorabilia is very limited.
What's he got? So, what's he got?
The football memory you've got.
All
up
your
in
football
flames.
Pictures, or your shirts, or your boots, or your everything.
And you can never get anything reprinted or remade. Or
do you know what? The memories are there, mate. My sneakers, though. Get them out of there.
Yeah.
Get them out of there.
I've got one for you. How many kids have you got?
Two.
Right, what would you rather do, right?
Oh, God.
Give your career to your kids.
Yeah.
And all you've done is had a miserable life. Right? But you've had jobs that you just shit.
Yeah.
Right? But you know that they've got your career coming up. They're your success. They're going to have. Or you keep your career, but theirs is shit.
Oh, give it to them.
Give mine to my kids.
Yeah, let them have it.
Yeah.
I don't think you would do that.
In a hurry.
So you're not here now. You're not here now.
That's fine.
I promise you now.
I know my kids will be happy, though.
I promise you now.
Well, that goes against what you just said in the previous one.
He would never do that. His kids are miserable. He'd never do that. His kids
yeah,
are,
yeah.
He's never doing that. That's it, right?
You've got to forge your own career, all right? It's tough here, all right?
He's the party's up for nothing.
I ain't giving you anything, all right?
Yeah. In fact, you shouldn't even be this close to me. Security.
All right, come on, let's move on because we're skirting right round.
Yeah, we are behind.
We are skirting.
I might
right
have another one. Do you want me to see if I've got another one?
Yeah, go on.
We said Phil Taylor, right?
I've got one for you. Lennox Lewis.
Oh. Let's do boxers. I was going to do boxers.
We'll move on to boxers because we've got a few that we can chuck in here for boxers.
I've got one.
Right, on the list, tell me otherwise, we've got Lennox Lewis.
He's locked in.
Ricky Hatton. Oof. Joe Calzaghe.
Oof.
And there is Tyson Fury in there, but not for me.
No, you've got to mention it, though. You've got to mention it.
Yeah, listen, he's a world champion. He's a great fighter. Look at the everyone he's fighted.
The body of work.
Fought.
Yeah.
Look at people like Joe Calzaghe, even Ricky Hatton, even though he lost them.
Joe Calzaghe's number one.
Everyone. Yeah. 48-0.
Yeah.
He fought everyone.
He holds a record, Joe Calzaghe. I wrote it down because it impressed me when I read it.
Never lost.
He's the longest serving middleweight ever.
Yeah, wow. 46-0.
Mm. I mean, he has to be top of that list.
And how many fights do boxers have nowadays?
Lennox is in there.
How many fights do boxers have throughout
their career?
You're
talking 40 or 50. Between 30 and 50.
Nowadays. Yeah. The nowadays boxer.
30-ish.
Really?
30 to 40.
Do you know with the Lennox Lewis thing, right? I just can't get over the Canadian thing.
I don't care. He's English.
Do you know what I mean?
He's British.
I know he is.
Undisputed. And look
at he is.
Also, as well, you have to take into consideration, like Calzaghe, who Lennox fought.
Yeah, he fought everyone.
His generation of boxer is a disgrace.
In fairness, that generation, you're
Tyson,
talking the big boys, the best boys.
Vitaly Klitschko, Holyfield.
Yeah.
He's got to be in there.
No, I agree with you, but it's just Lennox's accent.
Is Lennox the best British boxer of all time?
I've gone for Calzaghe.
Him or Calzaghe?
If Lennox was Cockney, I'd take him.
Yeah, all day long.
Heavyweight division is the benchmark division,
he's
right?
He's in there. He's got to be in there.
Yeah, but middleweight's quite sexy.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's sexy. That's like where you get your cultured boxers. That's where the guile and the skill is.
Who's the best middleweight boxer of all time? Who? Kentucky. But heavyweight champion.
Well, Calzaghe.
Okay, Calzaghe got his whole persona. Mike Tyson. Tyson is just heavyweight champion of the world. Tyson.
Yeah, the heavyweight is
yeah, but look at Nigel Benn and Chris Eubank.
Tyson?
And Michael Watson. But he's still... All of them.
They're honourable. They've had a nice time.
Okay, well, let's look at that.
I'm proud of them.
Joe Calzaghe beat... Eubank, Joe Calzaghe beat Sakio Bika, Peter Manfredo Jr., Mikhail Kessler, Bernard Hopkins, Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, that's a joke.
I mean,
that's
is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then look at Lewis. Look at his last few fights. Lennox Lewis, Vitaly Klitschko beat him. Mike Tyson, obviously lost to Haseem Rahman, but beat him. Francis Botha, Holyfield, twice. Shannon Briggs. I mean, this is Oliver McCall, Ray Mercer.
Honestly,
this is the golden age of heavyweight boxers.
I've got a question for you.
Come on.
Right.
This is a million pounds, hypothetical, isn't
it? For £1 million, right? You stand in the boxing ring, you've got 100 punches with Tyson Fury to his head,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
if in those 100 you knock him down and he's out, you take the money. But after the 100th, he has one punch at you.
How much is the money?
£1 million.
I don't think I'm
one punch at you. So if he misses, that's it done.
Well, he ain't gonna miss. You're standing like that. He's standing up
straight on to the side of the face.
You're dead.
But you've got 100.
So it's life or death, though.
Yeah, but you've got 100.
It's not life or death.
Do you reckon you could knock down? Do you reckon you could knock down Tyson Fury with 100 punches?
Mike Tyson with one free punch to your head.
I don't think he's killing you, is he?
I'm not doing that.
You're
not
taking that. You're dead.
He's killing you.
You don't want to take the risk to die then, surely.
Oh, you're dead.
Do you think you could knock him down with 100 punches? He's standing like, go on in. Bang.
Possibly.
100 punches.
Are you taking it? 10 million.
How nervous are you going to start getting to 80, though? He's not moving.
89.
89 is just not moving. Like, oh, 91. No.
Go on, keep on going.
Imagine Mike's voice. Hey, you got 9 left. You'd be like, oh, my. Are you taking it? 10 million.
No, I'm not taking it.
I'll tell you what, I'll up it 50 million.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For 50 mil, maybe.
Is this Tyson Prime or now?
Oh, Prime.
No chance.
Because there's such a big difference. Have you seen him spar?
Yeah, there is a big difference.
All right, Tyson now.
No, I have seen him spar. Actually, I saw a video of him the other day. The way he's moving
looks
about.
Lunatic.
Still. The way he's moving about, it's like a lunatic.
I'm not taking that
it's
risk. Like,
imagine that coming at you. Although,
someone did say to me, I was talking about that, and they went, yeah, it's a 5-second clip. You can look good in 5 seconds. And I went, true.
I still wouldn't look that
good. No, I agree with you.
There's no way you'd look that good. Okay. I don't think anybody could look that good having been retired for that long for 5 seconds. No chance.
Are you taking it?
No.
Are you not
taking
it?
No chance, I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it?
Because if you don't, then you're dead.
Would you take a middleweight?
Oh, you're still dead off a middleweight.
No,
come
no but you've got 100 punches to knock a middleweight
think
down.
Think about how hard they
know,
hit.
But you know middleweight's like die, are Alvarez.
I think so.
Canelo Nigel Alvarez. Benn now. Nigel Benn walks in. You've got 100 punches, Benn.
I think I could knock Nigel Benn out.
There's your clip,
please. Clip
there's
that.
Your
please
clip.
Clip that.
Benty, could you knock Nigel Benn out?
No. So do I. Nigel Benn, I reckon you can
Nigel
easily
Benn
take
is
him.
Coming for you.
100. I would love to know. Do you know what? I would love to. If there was some boxing expert here, somebody that does sparring, training, whatever, and if they could tell us whether they would be able to know whether
know.
A normal Joe like us could knock out a boxer.
With 100 punches?
Yeah, with 100
yeah,
punches.
Surely just Joe, you're a sportsman.
Wearing them down.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I'm not a boxer.
Still, I know, but 100 punches.
You know what I mean? You're a sportsman. It's natural.
Mate, I don't
How
know.
How many punches, seriously, do you reckon it would take to knock me out?
I don't know. I've never thrown a punch in my life.
Oh, no, but I've got a head guard on. And that, you've got gloves.
Oh, I'll smash you out. 4 punches. Take your head off.
I like the way it's two. And then he thought, actually, I need 4.
Yeah, clean off.
Benzie, how much would you pay to do that to Andy?
Bear in mind, I've got a wife and kids.
Yeah, big money.
Still big money. I'm paying it. I'm paying it.
Oh, you're paying it?
It'll take Fozzie's million for Tyson.
How much would you give me to have 5 punches at my head?
I'll take it off clean.
Well, it's up to you if you can. I'll be ducking and weaving, but...
A lot.
No, how many? How much?
10K.
I might take that.
Deal. So hold on. Do you reckon Benty could knock you out with one punch? If you
am I just
there,
standing there?
You're just standing there, and Benty's got one punch to knock you out. Do you think he'd knock you out?
You see me on the punch bag. You've seen it. Imagine that on your chin.
I'll tell you what I say. Yeah. Have you seen those people that do the slaps?
Yeah.
And they get knocked out of a slap.
Yeah, I know.
So if he's punching me, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's this is a dangerous
game.
So
is Benty in the top 10 boxers for all time?
So can we put Calzaghe and we'll put Lennox Lewis in the 100% maybes?
No.
But they can still make it.
They can still make it.
Yeah?
We can't put them both in.
I'm just saying they're definitely in that maybe list.
Yeah.
Benty, if you had to gun to your head now, who were you putting in out of those two?
Lennox Lewis.
That's interesting. We're going to have to vote on this. We'll just vote on it in a minute.
Okay.
It's simple.
Right, next, Jamie... James, sorry, Jamie.
That's a dick me out.
And Luke wanted to put Torvald and Dean on the list.
Nah, come on. It's not even a sport.
Come on.
It's not a sport.
No, it's a sport. It's a sport.
Do you know, here's a little stat for you. They both came to my wedding.
Why?
Because I invited them.
How do you know Torvald and Dean?
My wife was the producer of Dancing on Ice for about 8 seasons.
Fair dues. And they're nice people.
Yeah, really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, they wore their fucking skates to the day.
They can't be on the list.
No, they can't.
Brilliant careers. Amazing careers.
I mean, they're unbelievable, right? But I think, we all remember Torvald and Dean have just won Olympics, right?
Yeah, didn't they get robbed of a gold or something? They should have got the gold, but the judges were...
I watched it.
Yeah, I remember. I do remember it something like that.
Yeah, the Bolero was the one.
But then they got robbed of a gold as well, apparently.
One Olympic gold, greatest ever.
Nah.
We're talking Olympians, but this is... Let's develop the conversation here, right?
Participation,
Olympics, right? So athletes, you've got the world champs and everything like that, Olympics. So let's talk about Sir Stephen Redgrave.
Can I ask, sorry, on the subject of Olympic golds, would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or world champion?
Olympic gold medalist.
Olympic gold medalist.
Olympic gold is the biggest.
Depends what sport it is, though. Because you have that for both sports. You can have that for certain sports.
Would you rather be the world record holder and world champion for 100 metres or a gold medalist at the 100 metres?
Give me the Olympic gold.
Gold.
On the mantelpiece, a gold medal.
Yeah. You got that?
Foz is not sure.
You'd like to think if you're a world record holder, you're going to win a gold, though?
Asafa Powell.
No, but you're not.
Asafa Powell, one of the greatest Jamaican sprinters of all time, held the world record, got nowhere near an Olympic gold because he bottled it every time. Now, he looks back at that. I bet he'd swap that world record for a gold medal.
Yeah, he probably would.
What would you rather have? Certainly gold would. Medal or World Cup medal?
A World Cup,
World Cup medal.
What medal? What, silver or gold?
Winner's medal.
Winner's medal, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you never played in it. You're on the bench.
See, this is a good question, this, because I wouldn't see that. Don't get me wrong, the pride would be unreal because I would feel like I've added something to it.
I know what you're going
to
say. Go on.
But if I haven't participated in it...
Right, you played every round apart from the final.
Oh, that'd be even worse.
But I'll tell you why.
I think that'd be even worse.
I'll tell you why, right, that you're wrong, is because a World Cup's a campaign,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, true, true.
And
true,
a Premier
true.
League's a campaign.
Yeah.
And if you didn't play the last game in the Premier League, but you'd played all the other 37, you'd still feel as though you're part
of
that.
But you could win that Premier League medal after 26 games because you won 26
say,
in a row.
Let's just say it was the Man City QPR game.
And you played in that game?
You did. That was the one you didn't play, but you played the 37
before. Oh, yeah, that's fine. You still won a Premier League. But the it's playing in that final, right? So you could say, I could have done that and I could go ahead saying, yeah, I've won a World Cup, I've won a World Cup. But there will always be my mate next to me that went, yeah, but you didn't play in the final, did you? Mm. And I'd hate him for it.
Well,
and it would really
like
wind me up.
The final that we won at Spurs, I always feel like I didn't win it because I didn't come. I was on the bench, didn't come on.
You did play in the League Cup final once, though, didn't you?
Yeah, the second year when you got Man of the
Match. Oh, that was me. That was me, wasn't it? Yeah, I forgot about it.
He knew that.
Man of the Match.
Oh, no, of course he knew
Unbelievable
that.
Unbelievable performance.
Ben's the king of leading questions, isn't he?
Oh, that was that, wasn't
it? Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was right.
We had, who did we have in last week, Ben, on the Fozcast? Jonas Olsen, and he went, got your nice Premier League Man of the Match one, and you went, which one? And Jonas was like, you've literally won one.
I've won one in my life, yeah. And it was there, nice.
What? You won what?
It was like a Man of the Match. You know when you're on Sky?
Yeah.
So you only ever get the actual trophy if it's a televised.
What did you win it for?
We were against Liverpool at Anfield, and we beat them 2-0.
United?
No, West Brom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we beat them 2-0, so, yeah.
What did you get?
It was the old one, you know, where it was like a silver plaque at the bottom, then like a round Barclays. Mm.
What, a bottle of champagne?
No, it's just a trophy.
A trophy, yeah.
I got loads of the bottles of champagne.
Loads.
12 or something like that.
Did you?
Probably.
What for what? Man of the Match?
Did you ever drink trophies?
You used to be Barclays with the champagne, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah.
Is that what you've got?
Mm-hmm. With the blue Barclays on it, like that's that. Cool. Nice, yeah.
You not opened any?
No.
That's I wonder cool. how much they're worth, them.
That's a great question.
I bet you they'll be worth a few quid, you know.
All right, 500?
I wonder what type of champagne it is.
Memorabilia like that goes for loads nowadays.
Does it?
Yeah, loads.
What's your best piece of memorabilia you got?
Oh, my best one is incredible. My best one's fantastic. 2014 World Cup, right? So it's the one where we went out. Royal Irish Women's Manager.
Is that
went
Brazil?
Out, lost to Brazil, yeah. So lost to Uruguay, lost to Italy. So in my best one single individual piece, Uruguay, right? We've just got lost to Uruguay. We're out of the tournament, pretty much. We're out, guaranteed, right? At full time, me and Fraser Forster, we were the goalies on the bench. We were first ones in the shower, first ones out of the changing room. But as we're walking out of the changing room, the Uruguay kit man is walking straight to our door, straight to our changing room with all of these shirts, yeah? Match worn shirts, full of sweat, everything, right? Full of sweat. And he's holding them all. And Fraser was in front of me and he saw a big name. I can't remember which one. And he was like buzzing, grabbed it and almost ran off because he's buzzing because he's got a good shirt here. Underneath it was Luis Suarez's. He had just scored against England as well, yeah? Just scored the goal and his shirt was there sitting. And as he's ran off, he saw it and tried to go, no, to grab it. Missed it. I snaffled that bad boy up real quick, right? Considering I feel a bit bad for this. I don't. I never played a minute of the game. Grabbed that, shoved it up my shirt, went and got on the coach, said to Fraser, we don't say a word about this, all right? We do not say a soul.
Yeah.
Perfect. I've got that shirt at home. It's lovely. Lovely.
He would have bit your arm off, that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, very much. It was lovely. I like Luis Suarez. I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good little shirt.
That is a great story.
It's a good little shirt there.
Where is it? Don't say in a box in
the
loft.
No, frame. It's framed up. Yeah,
it's in the office, isn't it?
Yeah, it's framed up.
All his stuff's in boxes, isn't it?
No, or Milan's ensuite.
So
he gives his footballs, like his hat-trick balls, to his kids to kick about.
No.
They're in glass cabinets. My little boy just put them in.
Pull them out now and then have a little...
Your league winner's medal, your Carabao Cup?
I don't know. In the loft, I think.
It's the runners-up one.
No, the winners.
For who?
Remember, we won it the year before we lost to Hughes. Spurs.
I was on the bench.
Who did you beat in that final?
Chelsea.
Oh, I remember that.
Woodgate.
Woodgate, yeah. It was, not Dawson, it was Woodgate, wasn't it? We're all over the shop here, by the way.
It's his fault.
Hold on. Yeah. Was that 2-1? Is that the Alice Band Cup final?
Woodgate Alice Band.
Yeah, it's the only cup final where all three goal scorers wore Alice Bands.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? That, I think it's Woodgate, Drogba,
Berber,
and Berbatov.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
do you like that one?
Yeah, that's really nice. That's a really good stat.
God, hell.
All right, come on, we're waffling way too much here. Stop the memorabilia talk and stuff, you lot. Okay. Let's have a look at the guaranteed ins. The ins that are in the top 10. Let's go quickly.
Ronnie O'Sullivan, Mark Cavendish, Andy Murray, Gareth Bale, Phil the Power Taylor.
We've got five so far.
No, Lennox Lewis.
He's in the definitely maybes.
He was in the definitely. Him and Calzaghe were in definitely maybes.
He's in the definitely maybes.
What's Calzaghe in?
He's in the definitely maybes. We're going to vote on this in a minute. We're going to vote on this in a minute. All right. Let's go some more then, Tom.
Should we put in some honourable mentions?
Yes.
Jonathan Edwards.
Yeah.
Triple
jumper. Yeah. Honourable mention. Yeah.
Honourable mention. Jump, mate.
Oh, come on. Nobody has heard. Nobody has heard about triple jumper before Jonathan Edwards.
Or since.
No, all sense. Yeah, I'll watch it.
World Olympic gold medal.
World record holder.
Yeah, he was.
Don't mean anything, mate. You can do it for skateboarding.
Tom, what year was that? He won BMX. World records a long time ago. 92?
No, I'm going to say 96.
Hold on, Jonathan Edwards?
Yeah.
I'll tell you because I remember I was in school and I was in middle school.
Oh, so he broke it in Atlanta.
96 it would have been. He broke the world record, so I'm guessing that was it, 1829. Yeah.
Mo Farah is... He's got the personality as well, doesn't he? Do you know what I mean? He has.
Has he?
Yeah, he's likable.
You wouldn't want to go to a pub with a beer with him, would you?
Mate, you would.
He went on that essay. No, he went celebrity, didn't he?
He's like that. He'd have one pint and fall over.
Yeah, no, but he's a nice guy. You can tell he's a nice guy.
No, he's nice, but I wouldn't go, he's Mr. Personality.
Well, let's look. He's likable.
He's kind of like a nation's darling, isn't
he? Yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
And 4 Olympic golds.
Yeah. Yes.
6 world titles, yes. 10 global championship gold medals, the most successful male track distance runner ever.
He has to be in there as well, because the 10,000 and the 5,000, that's more associated with Ethiopia.
Yes.
For him to challenge them boys.
Exactly.
I think he has to
not
be
even
in there.
Challenge, he was winning. Winning. He was beating them.
Do you know what? Do you know where he came 4 years before that in the Olympics in 2008? Do you know where he came?
No.
17th.
No.
17th. Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh.
Mo Farah.
Funny. That's strange, isn't it?
He's got to be in there.
Mo Farah's in there. Mo Farah.
Okay, we've got road cycle. So let's just talk about the cyclists quickly if we can. We've
got. Did we do that earlier?
Sir Bradley.
There's a couple more
road now.
In
so
that.
We've got Sir Bradley Wiggins.
Yeah.
Track.
Again.
Won the Tour de France. And Chris Froome.
Froome.
Oh, yeah, Froome.
So how many times did he win? Was he 4 times back-to-back?
Yeah, Tour de France, yeah.
So what are we saying?
I'd say Froome is definitely...
Over Hoy?
Well, Hoy and Kenny. So on paper, Jason Kenny has won more than Chris Hoy.
Oh, okay.
But I think Chris Hoy captured the nation.
Yeah, he was one of the first ones to do it, basically. Kenny followed in his footsteps, the footsteps there where he had already made the mark in the sand. At a time where British cycling was nowhere on the map. It was nowhere on the map.
We don't care about cycling.
I know you don't. I'm listening to your... Mate, have a little think about it. Have a little look at it. And there's tactics.
Whose list is it, ultimately? Yours or ours?
Both of us.
It's all we're about
to compromise. Out of the cyclists, if you had to put your stamp on one...
Great. Cav. Stick him in.
Right, so we're going just with Cav.
Yeah.
And the rest are the greats and whatever. Yeah.
Brilliant, love that.
Sir Chris Hoy, does that even... Oh, okay.
Come on, give me some more sports. Okay,
we are going for... The cricketers.
Oh.
We've got Botham.
Yeah. Just before my era. Yeah.
Ben Stokes, Alastair Cook. None of us are cricket guys, so this is where it's a little bit biased,
I watch cricket.
I'm going to go Botham.
Yeah, I'm not putting Botham in there, though.
No chance.
Great. Unbelievable all-rounder. But
he walked from John O'Groats to Land's End, mate. That's enough for me.
Question of sport. Bill Bowman.
Honourable mentions, I think.
Honourable mentions.
If I had to choose one, it'd be Botham. But
question of sport.
No,
honourable mentions.
Bill Bowman was. Ian Botham wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. Him and Bill Beaumont were captains.
You're right.
Yeah.
That was the one I used to watch as well. You're right.
Was that the golden age?
Yes.
Was that the golden age?
That was the golden age.
That was the greatest one.
That was the greatest
one. Travesty, that show's not anymore.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Linford Christie?
No.
Oh. No. Okay, so we didn't get anything confirmed on Daley Thompson.
Okay.
4 world records, 2 Olympic gold medals, 3 Commonwealth titles, wins in the World and European Championships, considered to be one of the greatest decathletes of all time. Mm.
It's decathlon. Look,
everyone that is in the decathlon is a failure
at every individual sport.
Yeah, that's why they've become a decathlete.
No, you got a couple of like a heptathlete.
No one was brilliant at running, and they went, keep it up. And he went, no, I'd rather not keep it up. I'd rather go in the decathlon.
That's funny. You know, if you talk about athletes, like track and field, water, I would probably go over Daley Thompson to Steve Redgrave.
Ahead of Steve what? Redgrave?
No. Oh, Steve Redgrave. Yeah. He has to be in there.
So Steve Redgrave.
I would put Steve Redgrave in there.
Redgrave's got to be in.
Yeah. Five golds.
Was it five different Olympics?
Five different Olympics.
That's mental.
I mean, that's we're talking 20-odd years, aren't we?
I remember 16. On the last ones, the last medals he won, he would fall out the boat.
Depending on the side.
The first one would have been when you start counting, right?
He was in bits, weren't he? He was in absolute tatters. He had given everything for it.
And every time you go to a gym as well, the only bit of equipment that's free is the rower.
Is the rower.
Because no one wants to go on it.
It's a horrible machine. Horrible. Yeah, I think I've maybe once in my life actually, and
exactly.
Never again.
It's the only bit of equipment in any gym that's always free.
Bad for your back.
The rower?
No one's ever on the rower.
Bad for your back.
You can use the rower. And that wind turbine bike.
Oh, that's horrible. Assault bike, that's it, yeah.
So are we putting Redgrave? Steve Redgrave in there?
Yeah, it has to be.
100%.
It's quite a good list, that two we've got. Are we putting them in order, by the way?
We're going to have to do it very quickly.
So who else have we got?
That's the easy part.
Okay.
Who else have we got?
How many's on the list?
Let me see if I've got anyone else.
Seven.
Yeah, I think we've got seven right now.
But I think that is it.
You got Nick Fowler on the list, haven't you?
Yeah.
He was in the definitely maybe list.
He's a maybe.
He's got
right, have a little look at the little definitely maybe, and we're going to have to...
Golf, hardest sport in the world.
No, it's not.
You have to put Fowler in there.
I'm not having him in there.
You have to.
No.
We've got seven on the definitely list. So Steve Redgrave, Mo Farah, Phil Taylor, Gareth Bale, Andy Murray, Mark Cavendish, Ronnie O'Sullivan. And then on the maybes list, we've got Rooney, Bex, maybe.
Good work.
No. Faldo, AP McCoy... Ben. Calzaghe, Lennox Lewis.
Oh. I'm putting the two boxes in.
I think McCoy has to go in.
Who, AP McCoy?
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, has to.
100%.
So these two spots. Lennox has to be in there. Last heavyweight champion of the world.
We have to. We have to get a boxer in there.
Joe Calzaghe?
Put them both in. Can you put them both in?
Ian Botham?
No, because there's another somebody in there that I thought of when you said it a second ago. I thought he has to go in there.
So we've got Rooney... Faldo, Calzaghe,
Faldo has to go in.
Lewis.
Oh.
Faldo has to go in.
Faldo has to go in.
I agree.
He has to go in.
I'm out of votes. That's 3-1.
Okay, there you go.
Faldo's
hardest in the world, and he was unbelievable.
Faldo has to go in.
And then we're left with Lewis, Calzaghe.
And Rooney.
Have we got a boxer yet?
No.
Well,
I think
if you're unbeaten, I'm going Lennox.
Well, one got beaten and one didn't.
Between Lennox.
Yeah. I'm going to go Lennox. I'm going to go Lennox, lads. I'm sorry.
Love that,
I've got the pen and paper.
One got beaten, one didn't. Heavyweight is your one punch away from hitting the deck at all times.
And Lennox beat everyone he fought against. He fought.
And it's more eyes on it as well. More people are watching it.
Who made a bigger impact on the sport?
It was from Canada.
It was English.
Yeah. I know he was.
I'm going Lennox.
I'll tell you what, you can have the casting vote. I don't mind.
I would go with Lewis. I would happily... have Lewis, but there are very, very strong merits for both.
Mm-hmm.
So if both of you said Calzaghe's in, I'd go, yeah, okay. I'm not going to start arguing about it.
Okay. Balance of play, Lennox.
Lennox.
Lovely. We've got a top 10, lads. We've got a top 10. Let's go. Sort them out in order. Top 10.
So on the list, we've got Ronnie, Cav, Andy Murray, Gareth Bale, Phil Taylor, Mo Farah, Steve Redgrave, AP McCoy, Nick Faldo, Lennox Lewis.
When I did my list earlier on, I put Ronnie as number one.
Wow.
Oh, see, no way.
Can't jump straight to the top.
Seven times
you're supposed
champion.
To go 10 down
no,
to 1.
No. I wouldn't
argue with that.
No, he's not one on my list, nowhere near.
I wouldn't argue with it.
I mean,
you would put him 10.
I put him 10 or 9.
But no one on that list can do it the other way around, apart from him.
Mark Cavendish can.
Yep, so I can bail.
He's going backwards.
I've seen Bell hit him with his right foot.
Yeah, but backwards.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, but Bale's got a decent right foot, but it ain't as great as his left.
But I think the pool of kids that want to play football,
it's a good point.
Go to the other end, 10. Who's the worst on that list?
Ronnie.
Who's the worst?
Can't put Ronnie.
We can't put Ronnie.
Cyclist.
At 10. We can't
Cyclist.
Put Ronnie.
No. I'd put Nick Faldo.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, I like that.
I'd put Nick Faldo.
Nick Faldo or Steve Redgrave?
I like Redgrave. Golf.
No,
I
way. Redgrave, mate. Redgrave rowing. Cannot be 10.
Rowing.
20 years, 25 Olympics yeah, yeah, is crazy.
Rowing, though.
Don't matter. You do it.
You're
then.
Just pulling.
That's all you're doing. And there's a kid in front of you telling you one, two, one. In case you can't. Faster. What's faster. Doing?
Redgrave can't be 10. He cannot be 10. Not yeah, five
10,
Olympics.
10.
Ben, what are you saying?
Right. Vote for it.
You're going to have to kind of have some authority.
I'd rather go Faldo 10.
Can I ask a question? Sorry. The fella, the coccyx.
Yeah.
Or the cox. What's he called? The cox. Not the coccyx.
Would you rather?
He does have a coccyx. Does he get a gold medal?
Oh, sure. Yeah, maybe.
No,
maybe.
I'm going to say no, he didn't.
That would be the easiest gold medal ever. One, two, one, four. Oh, bollocks.
Don't right, worry. You're out. Don't worry, we got it.
Surely they don't get... I want to be a cox.
You do love cox.
Pardon?
So they go. Do. Olympic coxes.
Part of the team.
Yeah.
I need to... I reckon I can win a gold medal.
You could be a cox.
Yeah. I would love to... I would. Why don't you two learn to row and I'll be your cox?
All right, sorry. Okay.
Faldo 10.
Faldo 10.
Faldo
10. Nine.
Right. Redgrave 9. You write this down, Ben.
I'm going to have Redgrave 9.
You can't, mate. You got. If you give him one, you got to take one.
Redgrave, you know, okay. I'd have had him higher, but okay.
Okay. Who we got left?
We've got Lennox, AP McCoy. We've got Mo Farah, Phil Taylor.
Phil Taylor.
I'd go both of them in whatever order.
Okay. Eighth and seventh is Phil Taylor and Mo Farah.
Okay, I'll take that.
What order?
Well, Taylor bottom, then Farah.
I mean, I want Taylor above. You decide.
I don't care.
I'm not putting a darts player over an Olympian.
No, eighth, Taylor.
Do you mean?
I don't care. How
do you mean
one.
Phil? You require eight.
Phil Power. And then Mo Farah in seventh, right?
Go. Tell you what, no sign of Bex yet. He's going to be top five.
Right, into sixth. Out of
AP McCoy.
Lennox Lewis. Has to be.
Gareth Bale.
Either AP McCoy or Gareth Bale. For
Cavendish,
me.
Ronnie. Wow, this is a madness.
Cavendish.
Oh, got AP and then Ronnie.
Cavendish. No, Ronnie's got to go high. Cavendish.
Lennox Lewis?
No, Lennox Lewis up there.
No, I'm saying next, Cavendish.
I'd go higher, but
okay.
We're not going to win.
No, hold on. AP's got to be
Ben,
AP.
What are you saying?
AP now.
Nah, yeah, I'd put a jockey.
Remember, we had that old discussion about jockeys and how many people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
AP
yeah.
McCoy.
AP McCoy.
Okay. Then I'm putting Cavendish.
I think Bale.
Does Bale make it into the top five?
I think I'm with you on Bale.
Does
you know?
He make the top five?
Cavendish is higher.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think Bale has to go five.
Okay. It's not
I'd put AP ahead of Bale.
Still no Bex. He's going to make it.
Oh, this is bonkers, lads.
What are you doing?
Bale. It's our national sport.
Bale in six, AP right, yeah. McCoy in five.
AP, then Bale.
Yeah, I'd go AP, with that. Then AP, Bale. Then Bale.
So Bale makes top five?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
He should be, right? So and it's down... ironic because he got five Champions League winners medals.
Five Champions
five.
League
So why
winners.
Were we debating Lennox Lewis in the top 10 and now he's in the top four?
He's in the top four.
Well, he would have been my arguably
because,
one or two.
Because
really? Yeah.
We need to be done in 10 minutes.
Yes, that's true.
We got work.
I would go Ronnie and then Lennox.
No, O'Sullivan's
nah,
got...
No, Ronnie's got to be right up there.
So we, yeah.
Can't
so
be.
We got...
He's in the top five.
We've got Andy Murray left, by the way.
Yeah. Murray.
Murray's up.
Murray
no
now.
Way. No chance.
So hold on. The last remaining four...
Andy Murray,
Lennox Lewis,
Mark Hamilton. Cavendish, Lewis Hamilton.
We've got Lewis Hamilton.
No, it can't be. It's got to be
say,
Ronnie.
Say the four again. Lewis Hamilton, Ronnie Lewis O'Sullivan, Lewis Lennox Lewis.
Mark Cavendish.
Cavendish.
Yeah.
Cavendish fourth?
I'll go with that.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, ahead of Lennox.
Yeah. He can't die when he's cycling a bike unless someone
yeah,
hits him
can.
In the car. But it doesn't happen often, does it?
I'm going Ronnie
more
next.
Than boxing.
No, Ronnie's higher.
He's not higher than that. He's not higher than Murray or
Ronnie, Lennox or Andy Murray.
Murray.
No, don't
Murray be... three.
Murray no. Only one. Only.
Three.
Two Wimbledons and a US Open. That's three.
Doesn't matter.
O'Sullivan is the greatest ever.
No.
Ever.
Listen to me about Murray. Murray, ahead of him, has got three of the greatest players of all time.
Yes.
And he's managed to get three. The other three guys have
and
got
Olympic golds.
And two Olympic golds. He's above.
He's not
Ronnie.
The greatest ever, and he can't serve both. And
yeah, I'd have him above Ronnie. That's just my personal.
What are you saying,
Ronnie Lennox or Andy Murray?
Murray.
I'd go Lennox three.
I'll take that. It becomes very exciting now. I'd go Murray three.
I'd go Murray three. Yeah,
would have Ronnie over Murray. No way.
But then I'm not sure I want to put Lennox.
For Murray.
put it.
You have him Ronnie over Murray?
Yeah.
I'm not. But it's up to you. Listen, you're the
three of us have voted Murray.
All
right. Are we doing, like Redgrave and McCoy, a massive disservice here?
We've got two left.
Probably. Almost certainly.
I know you love Ronnie, but there's no way. Almost certainly. Ronnie for me would be 10 on that list or 9.
All right, well, it's too late now. Beck, stick him in one.
Top two, Ronnie O'Sullivan or Andy Murray?
No, we've got Murray at 3. Or Lennox Lewis.
Where's Lewis Hamilton?
Why haven't we got Lewis Hamilton?
Lewis Hamilton. Hamilton's number 1.
We've got a top 11. I've not done the maths here.
Let's break with tradition. Let's do top 11.
Yeah, we're
top
doing 11. Top 11.
Everyone.
We're doing top 11.
Right, so we can go 2-1 and then the GOAT, yeah? We'll go 2-1 and then the GOAT.
Okay, so we've got 3.
So, yeah. So we got...
who's left, though?
So we got... And,
well,
so,
Lewis Hamilton has come round the corner very quickly.
Yeah, that spreadsheet's a mess.
Yeah, that's another mess.
I'll go Murray at 3.
That's my fault.
Murray's in at 3, but we've still got 3 left.
Who's so got left?
Hamilton, Lennox Lewis and Ronnie.
Ronnie's at 2. Ronnie is not above Lewis Hamilton. I don't care what you're telling me.
Mate, it's a car,
though. He might be right, mate. He might be right.
Take him out of the car. He ain't good.
It doesn't matter. Schumacher. People rave about Schumacher.
Lennox Lewis.
Hold on, you going
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Lewis Hamilton.
No, what, Hamilton won?
Yeah.
Mate, it's a car.
I'm with you.
if Hamilton goes around the corner, right, and his tyre blows, does he still win it with all his talent? Or his clutch goes, or his handbrake blows up?
Hamilton's number 1 for me.
If you don't change the oil, he's done.
Every time you step in that car, you could die.
Yeah, but you could die anywhere.
What if a world championship boxer got broken hand in the first round and then...
Exactly, they're losing.
What's that?
Game over.
You break their hand in the first round.
Lennox Lewis breaks his hand in the first round.
They actually just carry on, don't they?
Yeah, but any of the three left break their hand, they're screwed, aren't they?
Yes, that's the point. It's still bank Ronnie variables, to do isn't it?
Yeah, Ronnie's
yeah, right. hand.
Ronnie's at 2.
No.
Ronnie or Lewis Hamilton?
Lewis
Hamilton. He's got a car, mate.
I would go either. Ben.
You can't sit on the fence here. This is a really important moment.
He's got a car. Chuck him in.
Well, you haven't said anything.
All right, I'm saying.
Car, he's got a car.
Ronnie O'Sullivan, number 2.
No.
And Lewis Hamilton, number 1.
He's got a car, mate. Ben,
I'm with you.
Put him in someone else's car and he wins it, then I go, okay, I'll change my mind.
And we are.
He's got a car.
And we are.
What's he got?
No, that ain't no snooker player, the greatest sportsman of all time. No way.
Oh, well, he's not. You've got 3 left.
Well, no. Lewis Hamilton is.
No. Lewis Hamilton drives a fucking car.
Greatest British sportsman of all time. Is it Ronnie O'Sullivan or is it...
Okay, let me ask you this. A bomb goes off on the planet, right? And everyone goes, you know, we'll carry on with our sports. But all the cars are blown up. Oh, okay. He can't carry on.
Doesn't matter.
What if all the snooker cues are blown up as well?
No, they survive. Someone will go, isn't that weird on them cues?
That's Ronnie's favourite cue there.
That's really weird.
Is Lewis Hamilton the best British sportsman of all time?
Okay, hit me up with this.
No, because you keep on this nonsense.
He's dependent on how good his car is. And what I mean by that is if the car's ready to go, right... Yeah. And all of a sudden there's a malfunction on lap 26, irrelevant of his talent, he will not win.
Yes.
Then the others, it's all about their talent.
Yeah,
it's a good point. It's not all about their talent.
No, of course it's not.
Well, it is.
It's not.
It's not.
You've got to be talented to drive the car.
You can pull a muscle. Mark Cavendish could get a mechanical.
Yeah, but that's him. That's what I'm saying, it's him.
Yeah, there's a lot of equipment. Redgrave, Faldo.
Is Lewis Hamilton an athlete then?
Yes.
Yeah, of course he is.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but what athletically does he do?
Okay, mate, the G-force.
What does athletically does Ronnie do? Just a cool cue.
Fair point.
Suzuki.
Fair point.
But every day, hold on, here's the thing. Every day, O'Sullivan has to go to the club. Lewis Hamilton, he goes to Sainsbury's, he's practicing.
He's not lazy.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I think
you're, listen, you're the headline name in this podcast, Ben. You're going to have to call it.
Right, so we've got
Ben, we've got four
Ben,
minutes.
You know I'm saying, look, we are guessing. It's always, the guess are right. So I'm saying Lewis now.
And you're saying...
Ronnie's 2. I wouldn't even have Ronnie at 2.
No, don't mention Ronnie because we're talking...
Ben, I'd go Lewis ahead of Ronnie.
Thank you.
Right, no one fucking asked you.
Ben, get it down. Get Ronnie now.
Right, so Ronnie...
You're a disgrace.
And then the GOAT of British sportsmen...
Lewis Hamilton.
...is Lewis Hamilton.
And that's... So we've got a top 11.
Hold on.
We have got a top 11.
So Ronnie's number 1.
Ronnie's number 2.
But But on your list, he says one next
week. Yeah, no, but then the GOAT status above it is
That's because I can't count.
Where's Super GOAT, Bex? Can you give that to Bex, Super GOAT?
Go for that list. You might have to chop one out to the 10.
Well, we could just take number 10 off.
No, but there might be someone in there you might go, actually.
Put them in order, so we think 10
is
worth.
This is the order we agreed on, right? This is the order we agreed on.
Top 11.
Top 11, yeah?
I love 11. Top 11s.
11.
You're going to have to go back and edit all the other top 10s you've done.
11, Nick Faldo. 10, Steve Redgrave. 9, Phil Taylor. 8, Mo Farah. 7, AP McCoy. 6, Gareth Bale. 5, Mark Cavendish. 4, Andy Murray. 3, Lennox Lewis. 2, Ronnie O'Sullivan. And number 1, Lewis Hamilton.
In his car. Murder about Froome.
In his car.
We all agreed then, yeah?
I agree.
If I would have known that, I would never have done this.
You wouldn't have turned up today.
No.
So are we taking Nick Faldo out and just doing the top 10? Or
it's a bit extreme, isn't it?
I like the top 11.
Jesus. Nick.
I don't like the top 11, but you could just...
Golf's the hardest sport in the world.
It is.
Stop saying that, please.
And you've put a fella that drives a car for it. He's basically an Uber driver at number one. Honestly.
Well, the list is indelible. It's a permanent marker. I can't erase it. I can't rub it out. All right? It is what it is now. That's it.
We're done. Time's up.
Lewis.
Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. And don't get all angry. Please don't get all angry. It's only a bit of fun.
That's anger coming Andy's way. Yeah,
these are our opinions. You're entitled to your opinion. Just don't put swear words before it and after it and belittle us and call us names and stuff like that. Some of these maybe, but not us, right? We try our best. We have tried our best. Thank you once again to Andy Goldstein, Darren Benn, Talk Sport Drive, 4 till 7 every weeknight. The best show on Talk Sport by far. Do you know that, by the way?
I do know that.
Yeah, good. Depends if Brazil's
working
that week.
That's the one thing we agree on.
Yeah, good. You should know that.
Depends if Brazil's working that week.
I'm joking.
No, you're the best. That's the podcast. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.